Opposition to the clinic in the form of vigils and protests began early last year when the UW Hospitals and Clinics approved a plan to work with a private clinic providing second trimester abortions in Madison. This week, Pro-Life Wisconsin wrote a letter to Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen asking him for a legal opinion on whether the hospital as a state agency is violating state law. Matt Sandy is a Pro-Life Wisconsin spokesman.
It seems clear to us that the UWHCA is violating the law by using its funds, the funds of a state agency, which it is, to pay medical residents who are physicians for activities at Planned Parenthood that, of course, include the performance of an abortion.
UW Hospital and Clinic spokeswoman Lisa Burnett says the hospital is not a state agency and that its quasi-governmental status has been affirmed in several previous lawsuits. Pro-Life Wisconsin may have a hard time getting a legal opinion from the Attorney General. Van Hollen's spokesman Bill Kosh says neither Pro-Life Wisconsin nor the law firm representing it are on the list of agencies allowed to ask the AG for legal opinions. Matt Sandy says his group still wants an answer.
We would like to know. The public deserves to know. And I think the Attorney General is the one to look into this as a top law enforcement officer of the state and determine whether a law is being violated.
Records show that since 2007, the UW Hospital has paid out more than $50,000 to physicians who carried out abortions as part of their resident training. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.